This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. You got, Corey Majors. And, of course, the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How we doing today?
I was telling my Kevin about my beach trip a couple weeks ago, and there was, you know how you look up in the sky and you see an airplane fly by, and it's like, crabs at this place. Yeah. You're like, sweet, I can't wait to go to this place to eat some crab. There was some sign that was like, come to this place and we're giving away some tickets to something that's going on. And my brother-in-law was on the beach, like yards from me, 20, 40 yards from me, yelling, let's give something away. And I was like, that's great. This is fun. I appreciate, like, you're doing the oh man thing. I appreciate that better. And yeah, let's give, like, those things have percolated around the DFW area, and I like that.
And this is a weird story for people who haven't heard it in a while. And by the way, our fan, one of our fans who lives in Japan, asked why I always say, oh man.
Oh yeah.
And it goes back to the Dickies advertising campaign, which I still think should be running to this day.
That's right.
And Corey did a live read that we all thought was very powerful, very energetic. The notes, as I understand it, that he received back were kind of like George Lucas as a director. Can you do it faster and louder?
They said more over the top. Yeah. And I was like, are you kidding me? That was about as much as I can do.
Like, I did not think we were that far away from, oh, man, I would cut somebody's throat for some Dickies barbecue. Like, I felt like that was the direction that we were going. And so that's why we get that. And then as far as better, that's actually how I got involved with Kyle and the Dallas Card Show. I went into their shop that was then in Wiley. Now their shop's in Allen. And I walked in and immediately somebody in there, shout out to Josh, goes, oh my gosh, better.
That's great.
And then, like, right on the spot, we were getting close to Peace-a-thon, and Kyle was like, here, maybe this will help with your auction. And, dude, like, that was years and years ago. He'd met me for like 3 seconds.
But he knew you were better.
It was very,
so
very
thank
nice.
You, Tolos, for helping make these things popular around the
for
world.
Sure.
Because they're things that are ours. They're our inside jokes. And y'all, yes, keep opening the door to new friends, and we appreciate that.
Absolutely. Now, we went a little short with this yesterday because we started talking to Athena from AEW and Ring of Honor. By the way, tomorrow we will have the Costco guys in studio.
I'm sorry, what?
AJ and Big Justice.
Oh.
I don't know about the Rizzler.
Do you think they'll give us 5 big booms for the show? Do you think that that's a possibility?
If we do a good job.
All right. We got a lot of work to do tonight.
If we do a good job. That'll be tomorrow at 12:22. But I have more Cowboys questions.
That's 4.
That matter. Yeah.
4 more is what you just did.
And guess what? If we do it again tomorrow, which we could, there might be 5. All right. First, I'm going to start with this. And I believe we've discussed it before, but ESPN just put out an article. So I just kind of wanted to quick hit, go back to this with you. What do you think C is too low of an offseason grade for the Cowboys? Or you're like, oh, yeah, that feels about right.
No, I think we kind of put them in that range. Was that
I thought you were B minus. Yeah. But I get you.
You know, I heard this morning, Sean and RJ and Peyton show, because Bobby wasn't there.
Tomorrow, Sean won't be there.
Yeah, I know. The I heard them discussing the Rangers, and man, I thought this was a great question by Sean. And I usually don't think he has great questions. He knows I'm joking. He said, has the pitching been better than the hitting has been bad?
I like that question. I think my answer is yes.
And I was like, oh man. And then they were trying to give that grade, and I was like, I think a 79 is like it's not quite a B. And it's somewhere in between that the C plus and B minus.
Yeah.
And it's a 79. And that's kind of where I feel with the Cowboys offseason is that they answered questions. Booker, they needed a right guard. They answered the question. They added pieces along their defense that they needed. They got a good defensive coordinator. We'll see about the coach.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think C to B minus, somewhere in that range, is very fair for the Cowboys until they prove otherwise.
Yeah, it's perfectly fair. Okay. I think I was – mine is contingent on something happening. It stays at C plus if – we don't get Micah Parsons' deal done before we start actually playing meaningful games. But once they get that done, which I think they will, then
yeah, I do too. Yeah.
Then I think it elevates to a B minus.
Okay. All right. All right. Next Cowboys question that matters, because we get asked about the status update all of the time. And I'll admit, as optimistic as he is, and I hope he's right, just feels like medical science is against him. Will DeMarvion Overshown play this season?
If he does, it's late.
Okay.
And that was going to be as early as he thinks he's going to be, but I think it'll be if now, and what kind of shape will he be in?
Yeah.
So I think he might.
Okay.
But it'll be very late. And you know what? It could be perfect timing. I'm always concerned about a guy coming off an injury and not being, 100%
yet. Right.
But it could be perfect timing where you get him back and you're like, we needed this. We actually needed a player like this because we had another injury. And that's not wishing injury. That's just
the NFL is that way. Yeah, I got you.
I know you do, Kevin. There are some people out there who don't understand.
Yes.
And I want to make sure that I've seen the video clips. For the people.
Yeah.
So I do think that Overshown can be a big factor later, but I hope he's 100%, like real legitimate 100%, not just that his knee's healthy.
But you don't think it's crazy to lean towards maybe not
in
at
a
all.
Year? Yeah,
yeah,
not at all.
All right, Alec, will DeMarvion Overshown play this season?
I'm gonna go with yes, a hopeful yes. Is it totally optimistic? Probably not, but I do think it'll be important for him to try. Because remember how Jacob deGrom talked about how important it was for him, even though, it really didn't matter to the team's success. It didn't matter because he wouldn't qualify for any awards or anything. But he comes back at the tail end of last season and he talked about it in the offseason. He was like, no, that was huge. Like I needed to get that rhythm back. I needed to feel like I can do this again. So I think from a mental standpoint, he wants to, because it'll probably give him more confidence going into training camp next year that, okay, I can do this again.
Okay, try when. Is there a... So again, I know we'll get more information as the season goes along, but in your mind, is it 1-2 games? Does it need to be 4-5? Like, try when?
I think he plays 2 games. If he comes back, I think it's 2 games. Just to get his feet wet and to prove to himself and to the staff that, all right, he's good to go. He'll have a full offseason of being healthy. Let's try again next year.
Okay, and I appreciate y'all's answers very much, because I just wanted to throw that out there. And I do kind of wonder, like, how the general fan base feels about this, because I would love for him to overcome all projections and everything, but I think it's just overwhelmingly likely that you won't see him until late, yeah, if you see
him. The dude's
going
to work his butt off to do it. I have no doubt about that.
I agree on that. All right, my next question for you guys. Corey, I'm going to start with you. What do you expect from Shoddy's offense? We had talked about this maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, what to expect from the defense. And I realize there are some questions. It feels like maybe we have a better idea, perhaps, about offensively. What do you expect from his offense?
I actually expect an explosive run game because of a couple of the running. If Miles Sanders is on this team, I expect bigger runs from whenever he gets the ball.
Okay.
I think Jaden Blue is going to be very fun to watch this year.
Okay.
That's just where I am. I don't expect big run plays from Javonte, but he's going to be part of the run game that sets up the big plays. So I'm expecting a strong running game again this year. Yeah, like coming back finally.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of motion he's going to want, but I think he's going to utilize these two receivers the best possible way. He knows you got to feed the beast. You got to feed CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
But the ability to take away a part of the field and take away a player and then have a George Pickens to go to if need be. George Pickens needs to be ready, though.
For sure.
Like there, I saw games last year where he just disappeared, and I was like, where is this guy? And then balls are going his way, and they're just hitting his hands, and then he looked like he had bricks. You got to be ready when that moment calls, because that's going to be a big time for you. So I'm expecting a pretty explosive offense. It's not dissimilar to things we've seen from them before.
Okay.
But I think they can be a power run team if they want to be.
I think they're going to lean on the run game, as Corey mentioned, to try to establish the play action.
Can I pause it just real quick? Because I have a question about that.
Sure.
And then I guess this question is for both y'all. And then I'm sorry, I do want to get the rest of your answer. Do you think, like, because when you hear dependence on the run game, I feel like, even though you said to set up the play action, I feel like I can hear sighs from Cowboys fans across the Metroplex.
Because we've heard that
exactly.
Before.
Yeah. Do you think to any extent that will beat down the fan base, or do you think they'll be like, well, I'll wait and see what the results are? Because sometimes I feel like the fan base is like, no, just throw the ball. I don't care if it's not as effective. I'm tired of running the ball.
I think reading it on paper going into the season, it's going to be a beatdown. Because we heard it last offseason, we're going to run the damn ball.
Yeah.
You know, and then you didn't really do that too well. So I think that it's going to be a beating just reading about it and watching practice tape of it. You're going to be like, all right, I need to see this actually in action. But I do think that once you actually give it a little bit of time, you might see a more concerted effort towards it.
Running the ball is an attitude. Like
defense,
Alec,
basketball?
When you joined this show, yes. When you joined this show, we have a certain mentality on how we do things. And I think when you have the attitude of, we run the ball, that's just plain and simple.
Yeah.
We run and we beat people at it. And at some point, they're going to have to try and stop us. I think that's what they should do. I think that's what they're built to do. Some point, you're going to try and stop us, and you won't be able to. And guess what? When you try that and brings an eighth person down in the box, now we have you beat on the outside. I think that's where Alec is dead on. That's what they want to do. But you have to have the attitude of being able to do that first. And that's why they say establish the run. It's not really like, oh, we got to. No, you're establishing your attitude that day. And then your mentality of, I'm running you over all day long.
Sorry, Alec, did you want to add more? I realize I jumped in on your answer.
No, really just building the play action to try to create mismatches. I feel like he's a guy that he probably won't be top five in the league in pre-snap motion or anything, but he does like having, and that's why getting a George Pickens helps, is if you can establish that, hey, you need to really zone in on what the offense is giving you pre-snap, because it's going to look different even in the same formations, then you're going to get mismatches with George Pickens on, you know, smaller body corners.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972 Go Men's Tea today, or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're going to motion CD back into the slot, then you might have a speed advantage there. You've got a really athletic tight end that we're hoping will look like his old self this year.
Yes.
You know, if you can move him around, that would be amazing. So I think it's all going to mesh together to try to create mismatches at the end of the day.
All right. So since you guys, oh, heck of a shot right there. Sorry, RJ Anisimova has advanced to the Wimbledon final representing America right there again. If you want to reach out to RJ Choppy, he could probably use your kind words during these times. All right. You guys were talking about the running back. So I want to go to this. Can Jaden Blue be the lead running back at some point this season?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And you're very confident about that.
Yeah, because, you know, I think they want to, they're going to give him lots of opportunities to have big plays. I think in training camp, he's going to have tons of opportunities to get touches. And I'm not just talking about like in Oxnard, I'm talking about in games. And I think they want it. Like they want the youth, they want the speed. Do I think he's going to be a guy like Zeke that takes the physical toll that Zeke took his rookie season? No. But that's what Javonte Williams is for.
Okay.
Like Javonte Williams is for the physical, hey, the tough yards, I think. That's my personal opinion. But I think that he definitely can be at some point the lead back in this thing.
He absolutely can be. And the reason is because a lot of the things that Texas that kind of held him back from being a higher rated prospect coming out into the draft, they're coachable. They're all fixable in my mind. You know, outside of injuries and stuff that is purely not controllable, I think a lot of his shortcomings are coachable. And I do think that he has the right support system around him. And we talked about it earlier this week that I just think the culture, I know it's a word and it's a thing that you can't measure. You can't really explain it, but it's a more inviting environment for him to learn and for him to adapt as an NFL, as a pro player. So I do think he can be at some point.
I love what he was saying about culture and how you can't really grab it. Isn't that where the Jones family loves to work is an area that's very gray. There you go. Like, you can't really put a finger on, is this quarterback great or not? Going all the way back. I mean, just go back. That's where the Cowboys love to be.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm still mad at the Rangers for yesterday. So instead of talking about that game, let's look back at the Rangers' last 10 drafts and what that means for Sunday. We'll do that next right here on The Fan. KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We might have made an executive decision in the break. If you want to push back against this decision, you have the right to do so. I hope you'll enjoy it. We were really liking these Cowboys questions that matter as we just wait and wait and wait for training camp. So we're going to do a little bit more football here. Is that okay with you, Alec?
I'm born ready for this.
Yes!
And Corey makes really good Cowboys points, as he said yesterday. So exactly. I'm good for this.
All right. Well, and if people want to push back, don't worry. We got baseball nuggets after this. We got plenty of time to talk about the Rangers, or we can just pretend last night's game didn't happen. All right. This, I'm really curious to see where you guys go with this. Which Cowboys player has the most to prove in his contract year? So I'm going to give you some of the top candidates. This might not be every single person who's going to be out of contract, but let me give you who I think are some of the top candidates. George Pickens, Sam Williams, Dante Fowler, Kaiir Elam, Jake Ferguson, Jalen Tolbert. So they're a lot, and they're all at different places, right? Because for George Pickens, I'm not afraid he's going to fall out of the league or anything like that. And then you have somebody like Dante Fowler, who came back on a one-year deal after he was pretty productive here in Dallas, went to Washington, was even more productive. And that was, I guess, what was out there for him. And so that's somebody who's like, I want to show that I can make a lot of money. And then you do have your players like Jake Ferguson and Jalen Tolbert, who look like, especially Ferguson, maybe we're going in a certain direction. And then that progress plateaued and you wonder what their future is with this organization or maybe in the league. Again, not saying they won't be in the league, but like, are they going to get a real shot?
That's a good question there, Kevin. I think so the question is, which one's going to make the most of their free agency season?
I guess you can look at it that perspective, or who has the most to prove. Now, they are all trying to prove things for different reasons.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have to go with Jake Ferguson because the Cowboys don't, like, they just keep cycling tight ends.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, if you're not Jason Witten, we're not going to pay you. And so I think that's one.
And I'll just speak for myself. After 2023, I was like, well, clearly this is the guy. Like, what are we even talking about?
But then last year, step back for you.
For sure.
I think Bland has the most to prove. I think Javonte will make the most of his year. Because Javonte Williams is a running back. I'm not saying he's going to go out and get a Todd Gurley contract. I just think that he's going to get the carries that are essential to it and be good enough to get another contract elsewhere.
Yeah.
But I think that Bland has the most to prove of that one year wasn't a fluke of me just being, you know, a product of whatever. I'm actually this good of a cornerback. And he wants big money. He wants big cornerback money.
Yep.
And he stands the chance to get it. Not just with the Cowboys, but with somebody else out there. So I think that Deron Bland has the most to prove.
That's a good answer. That is a good answer. Alec Medford.
I want to say George Pickens just because the top of his market is so lucrative.
Yeah.
That it's very dependent on him having, I want to say a breakout season, but a very, very productive season. He's going to be handsomely paid probably by another team, and he doesn't care about that at that point. He just wants to get paid his due. But I think for his long-term success, it's Jake Ferguson. Because I think that he has the chance to prove not only that he is invaluable to this offense, to this team, I do think he has a better chance of sticking around after a productive year in a contract year because of the new coaching staff. If Schottenheimer says, hey, that guy is like the second most important piece of this offense. Yeah. I need you guys to keep him on a three-year deal.
Yeah.
I think the Joneses listen a little bit more than they would have if McCarthy was still here. They're like, oh, we'll draft another one. Or Schoonmaker was your guy in the draft. Let him be the guy. You know, now I think they listen about keeping him around long-term. But we had high expectations for him for the most part last season.
For sure.
He didn't really meet in some unfortunate circumstances surrounding that with the concussion and whatnot. But I do think that he can prove that he's a guy that needs to stick around for the future.
I think the other thing, too, is his relationship with Dak will benefit him if they're trying to gauge things on productivity.
Yeah.
Because his relationship with Dak is, hey, I like you. I'm going to try and get you a couple of receptions in this game for sure. Like And quarterbacks do that.
Sure.
They hate you. You're not getting a catch.
I agree.
Yeah, they love you. They're going to try and figure out a way to help you.
You would hope that wouldn't be as prevalent at the professional level, but I can't say that.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
All right. Now, we had a listener ask a question. By the way, multiple people are saying Tolbert is the guy that they think has the most to prove.
Okay. I get that. I thought that was last year.
And you just think
I thought that was a free year for him.
Yeah.
No receiver in his way to be the guy. I thought he had the opportunity to do it, and he didn't take a hold of it. And, hell, his rookie year, he had a great opportunity as well and didn't show up for it. So I guess the most to prove means he's the furthest away from proof is where I have him right now. He's just he's that far away in my mind.
Okay, so this question comes in from the fan text, and it also includes, like, plenty of the Cowboys fan anger that I think we all understand from the 901, because I actually think I have an answer to this question. Cowboys question, how does making Micah Parsons the highest paid help this team at all, especially since he's not the best at his position? How does wasting tons of money taking these guys and pampering them in Oxnard each year when you have a $500 million facility right here in Frisco help the team? All right. So
that helps the brand.
Yeah, I'll answer the second part. And the good news is it doesn't waste any money on the cap. No. So, like, if you just care about the team, like, that's what I used to always joke about Jimbo Fisher, like, when he got his ridiculous contract at A&M, and I'm sure we won lots of make-believe national titles because of it. I was like, there's no salary cap in college football yet. Who cares? And so, like, that's the same thing. Is it doesn't cost any integrity of the competition of the team. At least I don't think so, because it's not like we're going to be practicing outside at the Star in the heat to really prepare you for the season. They're going to be practicing inside in the air conditioning. For the first one, I will tell you how the Cowboys will spin it. And I kind of agree with that person. So here's how the Cowboys are going to explain it. He makes $24 million going into this season. That is a locked in number because it's a club option. You cannot change that. So what they're going to do when they sign him to the long-term deal, and they will, and they probably will make him the highest paid player in the NFL. I'm not here to argue that whatsoever, even though I also have questions about that. So then what they'll tell you is that first year cap hit, though, that's going to be like $12 or $14 million. So really, Corey, you know what I did? I did our team a favor. I kept Micah Parsons long-term, and I save this team $10 to $12 million on the salary cap. Somebody fires up their hand in the back. Hey, excuse me, do you not have more than $20 million, maybe closer to $30 million in salary cap space as we speak? Well, you know, we can carry that over. Follow-up question, carry it over for what? Well, you know, the NFL is an ever-changing blah, 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 blah. So I hear your point. Me? I do not think that this team is particularly in a position to compete for a Super Bowl right now. But guess what? When you signed that Dak extension, you made that decision. When you traded for George Pickens, that damn sure let you know that the Cowboys think they can do something right now, or at least needed to keep all of our attention. And so if Micah risks sitting out, the Cowboys are going to be like, well, we can't be without one of our best players. We have to pay him.
Yeah.
And that's what happens in these negotiations time and time and time again.
Well, and he's very good at what he does. Like, let's not act like he's not a top five at what he does.
I agree.
And so I do agree with paying a player top five money if he is a top five player.
Sure.
I don't feel like you have to pay him the most or reset the market every year.
Do you think it's inevitable they will, though?
Probably.
That's where I am, too.
Because while
we're bad at negotiating.
Alec, I heard this a long time ago. Roger Staubach, he had a couple of, I was listening to some of his guys talk. The guys, not that played with him, but at his business. And they were saying, they were like, no, this guy's a deal junkie. That guy's a deal junkie. They love the act of making a deal. Collecting all the information, selling one to you, closing. They love the deal. And the Cowboys seem to love the idea of the deal,
right?
But not actually getting a deal. Like, they're just like, no, we like it's fun to throw negotiation, wait you out. Because that is the reality. Cowboys don't pick up the phone to give an offer. Cowboys say, you call us, we'll figure some things out once you've called us. They don't like being the one going hat in hand to anybody. And so they aren't deal junkies. They're just, we'll wait until we have to, and then we'll pay the price because that's the market. Kevin, they're the ones that show up and don't even ask the price of the market fish on the menu.
Oh, man. What a life that is.
They're just like, we know we're going to pay it anyway.
And then from the 214, is Micah Parsons worth the money? No. Oh, look, I get crushed however
how many people
want to spend that. And that's one of the
things. If you haven't won, Because like Mahomes is because he's won. But then he didn't win last year, so is he worth that contract anymore? Well, yeah, he is because he's won before.
Exactly. And you know what? Even I see something like Myles Garrett, and I'm like, well, he did win Defensive Player of the Year. And even like that individual accolade, I can see. And you can say that Micah Parsons finished second multiple times, and he has. But that's the story of this franchise. We always come up short, at least generationally. I realize not really always, but generationally, we come up short. And it's already been proven that the Cowboys, it is a proven fact that the Cowboys made the wrong decision in their negotiations with Dak Prescott. That cannot be disputed, all right? You paid him $5 million more than any player in the history of the National Football League on a per season average. And the explanation we got was, well, this is always what happens with contracts. You just wait. You've seen multiple quarterback contracts since then, including Josh Allen, who took $55 million as his extension that happened after Dak Prescott. So that's done. It's over. It's settled. All right. If you want to argue, I'll listen to what you have to say, but I can't envision you changing my mind, which maybe I shouldn't have such a closed-minded viewpoint, but you pay the quarterback all of the money for a franchise that has never won anything, and you need a competitive advantage at that position, and instead you paid him more than any player who has ever existed in football. And then the next person who took the big deal, who just won the MVP, is like, I'll take $5 million less a year.
And so, Kevin, that person that also asked this question said, obviously, this is why the Jones will never win, because the Joneses, et cetera, et cetera. There's zero incentive. All they care about is the dog and pony show. And I feel like they're new to this.
Sure. We've had more time, or maybe you're just coming to that. Look, it's tough. When you just come to a realization, have you ever talked to one of your friends about that? And they're like, oh, yeah, I've thought that for like 10 years. And then you're fired up and they don't get as fired up with you, and you want them to, and they try, but they're like, I've been doing this for 10 years. And like, I agree about the branding garbage and all of that. I'm with you.
The you ever worked at a company? Yes, you have, Kevin. I know you have.
It's true.
Where like they don't, their expectations aren't as high as yours.
Correct.
And they're good making the money off of your work. And
for sure,
you've been there for, as you said, 10 years. Things aren't really changing there unless I change it. It is going to be on the players and coaches to do something different. That like, it's not, the Joneses aren't going to change. They're going to do their thing the way they do and say, we're giving you the platform to win. Figure out how to win.
Yeah.
And so, yes, that is the way they are. The players and coaches have to figure.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972 go Men's Tea today, or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning,
Switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Throughout that next phase of it, but it is the, look, we've been here for a long time. You and I, we've seen this, we've experienced it. How do you become great despite it?
Yeah.
How do you, we had worked at a company where we were just kind of there and we said, hey, let's do a couple of these things. Let's do this. In spite of whatever our owners were yeah. doing. And that's what the Cowboys players have to do. But that's how we talk about the Cowboys. We talk about them with the understanding of what the ownership is. And then we'd say, all right, but despite that, how do we win? And I know some people are just now coming to the conclusion that you can't.
Look, I would love the negotiations to happen where Myles Garrett makes $40 million a year and you sit down and you fundamentally look at Micah Parsons and you say, Myles Garrett is better than you are. All right. I think you could be better than Myles Garrett, but you have not shown that you are as good as Myles Garrett. He makes $40 million per year. You will make less than that. Max Crosby. That feels about right. He makes $35.5 million per year. I get it. You want more. I'll tell you what. I'm going to cut you a deal today. I'll give you $36.5 million per year. And I think that would be perfectly fair. But that is not the way I see it going at all. I think he will make at least $4 million per year, more than that. And if you're like $4 million in the grand scheme, who cares? All right, take that $4 million. Take the $5 million from Dak just to even get them back to a tie for the top of the market. And those are players that you could add. And we don't do a great job with that. That $4 million, that $5 million, that could add you your depth at cornerback or defensive tackle or wherever the hell you think we need.
And somebody might blast me all the time for not just destroying Jerry Jones and the Cowboys for all this all the time. I'm just tired of talking about that part about it.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of that part. I just want to talk about the football.
Look, I go back to one of the conversations we had last year with Stephen Jones, where I presented my theory about the salary cap, and he goes, I understand how some people could think that's the way to run their cap.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I feel. But he was telling me, I and we are not those people.
If you want to do that, you run your own
yeah,
house.
And I'm raising money for that right now. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. Is this what they mean by boot and rally? Next on The Fan.
Swinging a bounding ball right to Elko. He'll step on the bag. Adrian Hauser through seven's got a 2-1 lead.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Baseball Nuggets in just a second, but Corey has a inquisitive look on his face.
Oh, I like that. That's a good word. No, CA's in the house, and he was just walking through, and he stopped in to say hello to you and me. He also said hi to me, and he said hi to the fellas as well, but he had some money exchanging he
that
needed
is
to do
true.
With you for, I'm guessing, some sort of favors.
He had a bunch of sports memorabilia stuff.
But it started making me think, because we were talking about like doing overnight stuff and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything in radio that you think you've done, Chris has done twice.
Oh, my God.
All right? Yeah. Like, he's already done it and did it again.
Yeah.
Because, and you're like, I've accomplished this. And he's like,
right.
I know. Yeah, I did that 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You're like, dang.
You ever heard of K104? And I'm like, oh, you're right.
And
I have.
One of the best compliments, I think, I don't know if he's ever said this to you, that I've ever gotten from him is when our ratings pop up and
yeah.
he's like this, I always knew. He said that multiple times.
Yeah.
He's like, I listened to you guys on the weekend. I always knew y'all were going to be this. So it's always nice to have a veteran like him on your side. And he's just the best dude.
Well, Corey, I'm afraid I have terrible news for you. That money that I just gave him was to, for those compliments.
Oh, okay.
So those are actually, I'm sorry, those are bought and paid for.
I compliment you all the time. I ain't got jack.
Yeah. How many Radio Hall of Fames are you in?
That's a good point.
Once that changes, then.
How do we get into the one? How do we get into our Radio Hall of Fame?
It really seems like you should ask Chris Arnold.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right now, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets. Now, you just heard the highlight of Adrian Houser. He was tremendous yesterday. He also was vomiting in the dugout between innings. And this is something, if this would have happened before we talked to Bochy yesterday, I would have asked. That feels like something that you would stop that player and be like, you need to not go back out there. But clearly it worked out okay. If you guys were baseball manager and your pitcher's pitching very, very well, but he's also throwing up in the dugout, would you have second thoughts about sending him back out there?
Nope.
Hey, he did get the win yesterday, and it was a 2-1 game. So offense was at a premium, Alec.
I know stubborn people.
He's talking about me.
Yeah. And my wife.
Oh.
And my daughter.
Oh.
I'm usually on your wife's side. My middle son.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Yeah.
But like stubborn, you're right. Stubborn people. Well, Adrian is going to fight through a broken leg. That's just how she is. She's like, we got to go get this done. And I'm like,
hold on. Pause
no,
that
you should
thought.
Take care of yourself. It's better for the team.
Do you remember the name of the pitcher?
Uh-uh.
Adrian Houser.
Oh, there you go. There you go. See? Adrian.
You can't convince an Adrian to do.
You just can't. It's yeah. Like that time I called into Randy Galloway's show for the first time I ever called into a show. And I was like, Joey Galloway's hurt. I said, Galloway's hurt. Da, 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 da. And he was like, you can't hurt a Galloway. And I was like, this is great.
And that's where Corey adopted his argument style, which the first time the first time I really remember it besting me, Alec, was at spring training years and years ago. And I think we were talking about Plano, Texas versus Plano, Illinois. And I made a statement and Corey goes, how do you know? Have you been to all the cities? That was what he said.
Boom.
And I was like, I mean.
Victory.
No.
That's a good point.
So.
But yeah, Galloway did teach me that. But that was definitely the, that's what I think is that stubborn people, you can tell them, you can think about it. But
right.
It just, if they're going to, you know the person, they're going to go do their thing the way they want to.
Let's talk about the Los Angeles Dodgers. Holy moly. All right. So they lost again yesterday to the Milwaukee Brewers in extra innings. Their current losing streak is at 6 games.
Oh, they stink.
That is the longest losing streak for the Dodgers in 6 years. And plus, look, we've talked about it. They have injuries galore. Is it amazing that they haven't lost more than 5 straight games in 6 years until now? Yes. Are they also still in first place by a very comfortable margin? Yes. Do they still have the best record in the National League and second best record in all of baseball? Yes. But still.
They stink.
There are concerns. The losing and the injuries have mounted up all season.
Did you see MLB Network Presents is going to do one on Freddie Freeman? Next?
Oh, are they? I did not see
that. I think I really want to watch that one. I think the dude's a good dude.
Yeah, it seems like
he seems like a genuinely good dude who also is very good at baseball and can hit the hell out of the ball. And that's where I kind of, with the Dodgers, I've root for them,
right,
for that sake, because I think they have some good dudes on there. But they stink right now, Kevin, much like the Mets did for a period of time.
Let's talk about the Yankees and DJ LeMahieu. He has been designated for assignment. He has almost $22 million left on his contract.
Really?
So look, you swing and miss, you know. Probably time to move on. Let's go from that.
What's the sport where you can destroy your team the most by making a bad contract? Is it basketball? Because there's so few contracts, and if you screw that one up, you're done.
Yeah. Because
even with Dak's contract, as bad as it is, they're still competitive.
Yeah, I do wonder I kind of wonder if it is football just because of how much resource goes into just the quarterback position compared to the rest of your salary cap. But basketball makes a lot of sense. That's why they did buyouts and stretch provisions and everything like that, because they're like, look, I can see how this would go sideways for you. We haven't talked about this in a while just because, well, you've seen the Rangers and heard them right here on The Fan. They're fine. They're number 18 in the power rankings from ESPN this week. They were 17 last week, which, you know, slightly below average feels about right. Their record represents that, unfortunately. And last night's maddening game kind of fit the bill as well.
That last night was exactly what we said, right?
Yes.
Hey, we just scored 50 runs.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't expect them to score 8.
Yes.
When they started
Marcus Semien hit his home run, I was like, all right, it's our day.
When we started that game off pretty good, I was like, oh, actually, I have to blame Adrian for the loss.
Oh.
I forgot about this, gentlemen. I'm sorry. We started off good. We're up 3-0.
Yes.
I'm feeling pretty confident. Adrian looks up at the TV and goes, huh, that guy looks familiar. Mike Trout. Is he good? As soon as she asked, is he good, he launched a 407,000-foot home run.
That is kind of what it looked like.
I'm not BSing you
for the night.
As soon as she said, is he good, I wanted to look at her and be like, stop. Like, what are you doing right now? You tried updating me on something the other day.
He got traded to the minor leagues.
Is he good? And then, ha! Gone. And
did
I was
you
like,
snarkily react and be like, what do you think?
I was like, no, I was like, this is your fault. You started this. And she was like, what do you mean? I was like, once you noticed Mike Trout, then he hits a home run and becomes the greatest player again. He might be the best player of this
generation.
Yeah,
okay, PJ Washington.
Yeah. She did it.
All right. I wanted to talk about the AL Cy Young field because MLB.com has dropped Jacob deGrom down to 5. As you probably cannot be surprised, Tarek Skubal.
He got rocked the other day.
Is okay. Did he give up 3 runs in 5 innings? That's not good.
How often does he do
that? That's not good. It's been 3 months.
How often does he
do that? That's fair. It had been 3 months. Tarek Skubal is the unquestioned number one. Then it's Hunter Brown, Garrett Crochet, Max Fried, and Jacob deGrom is now 5th on the list. So still 9-2, most wins he's had since 2019, 2.29 ERA, maybe more impressively, batting average against 195, and his whip is 0.91. So still having a tremendous season. It could be tough to catch Skubal.
Probably so. Somebody's snapping in the Twitch right now. They're going, snap!
Oh, no.
They're trying to bring it back. No, it's badass mofo Lady T. She's trying to bring it back. I can see Joey, though, trying to bring that one to the world.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I'm really interested to see how this segment goes. What makes an NFL stadium iconic? Plus, maybe we'll power rank the NFL divisions.
The stands.
Next on Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.